really what that showed was most communities over the last 6 years have had less than 50% of their houses actually in single family. The other units have been attached, either owner-occupied, sometimes apartments, but it really showed in Carroll where 84% of our new houses over the last 6 years have been single family. Do we have the right mix? And then part of the conversation is you can do an owner-occupied townhome, 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath. Well, these are being built all over. Those units actually are selling for about $200,000 each. Well, you can't build a single-family home for that price, unfortunately. What that really allows is people can get into a unit, get some equity, and they can move up for that starter. Sometimes it's also looking at people that are maybe downsizing.